One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you do when you accidentally summon something far darker than you expected?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I heard you, Harper. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Harper, I will say this. Just a little piece of advice, because I'm old, I've been around. Don't go summoning anything.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. It's like, oh, what were you expecting to summon? That's my question.
Right? If you're summoning, there's just no summoning.
What? It's like far darker than we expected. What did you expect?
You summoned it. Like, you don't summon, like...
You don't summon, like, your dead Aunt Jane. Yeah. Like...
You know, even if I have my dog come here right now, I guess that's kind of I'm summoning him to come to me. But I'm just saying, Benji, come here. You know, I'm not going to say I summon
you. Yeah, I summon my dog. It's like, what? No.
It just makes it sound dark when you use that word summon.
And far darker. My question is, what were you expecting?
Exactly. And so my point is to you, in your life, you're going to encounter some kids that aren't so great. And if you're hanging out one night and they're like, you know, we thought we'd do a little summoning.
A
great opportunity to excuse yourself.
Just like some Friday night summoning. We're going to order some pizza. We'll make a whole night out of it. Like, what?
Maybe we can talk to, you know, a demon if we're lucky. I just would, you know, make your excuses, whatever they may be. Like, oh, I suddenly have the flu.
I would love to, guys, but like,
I'd rather watch Real Housewives.
Exactly.
Any of them in the franchise than summon shit with you guys.
I heard there's another episode of Dateline coming out, so
that sounds way more interesting than you guys.
Yeah.
So just don't don't hesitate. Just leave. So here is a
walk
story.
Out. It's like, where Harper go?
Harper went and summoned. And let that get around school. Fine.
Harper wouldn't summon.
I'd be like,
you make it sound like I go to a school of witches.
Do you?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't think so. Well, here is the story, and it says, my friend Seth and I decided to check out a place we'd heard a lot about around town. So apparently, an asylum used to stand there before it burned down in the 1920s. I'm not going to give away the exact location because we probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. Let's say it's one of those well-known haunted spots that everyone talks about. I think every town has one of those that everybody kind of, especially when you're younger, isn't it like so haunted? Especially if you live in a smaller town, they definitely do. When you first get to the site, you wouldn't think it was anything other than just an empty field. There's no sign of any old building structures or anything that screams asylum at you. It's pretty much just a big grass field surrounded by forest with a little bit of woods extending in one direction. But at the top of the hill, there's this new house that was built right where the asylum used to be. Oh, this is bad news for those people. That would be like, you can get this land cheap, huh? I'm not building a house on the old asylum land. Here's the thing about that house, though. It's never been lived in for very long. Every family that's moved in is left within a short time.
I wonder why.
So, of course, we thought, this is definitely a place something creepy could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is. We got out of the car, ready to talk to any spirits that might still be lingering. Seth had brought along divine rods.
They're, I've heard of those.
The metal rods that move in certain directions to answer questions like yes or no.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have tried to use them, and I've talked to people who use them faithfully, but I always feel like for example, the ghost tour I went on recently.
Yeah.
You could take those with you, but I never trust that the people aren't manipulating them themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like, pretty stuff like easy to so move easy that. And not look like you're... Yeah, I get what you mean there.
And I even think for myself, like, because I did it on another ghost tour. I'm like, sure, I'll try him. And so I'm holding on to mine. Nothing is happening at all. Mm-hmm. And then the lady in charge of the group, hers are going all crazy. And I'm like, okay, if someone really was here, why would hers be going and mine aren't? You know, do they not like me? Is it my
Maybe
outfit?
Just
I don't know.
Good enough.
Yeah, I'm not good enough for this. So anyway, so I never quite know about those, but I do know people who have a lot of faith in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we started asking simple stuff like, is anyone here? Are you a boy or a girl? At first, the rods were moving the way they should, crossing for yes and staying apart for no. It was pretty cool to see them working. And we were both starting to feel like maybe we could actually communicate with someone. Then we decided to go a little deeper and ask other more specific questions. We asked, are there other spirits here? The rods immediately crossed. That was pretty wild. This wasn't the first time we'd tried talking to spirits, but it was definitely the first time we got such an active response.
Oh, this is just like an every Friday thing. Which is, you know, every Friday, me and the girls,
we get out summon
something. We try to find a new place every Friday, you know.
I could see, like, if they were a small town, there's not a lot else to do, and that might be their thing.
I mean, I would do that. I would probably be there.
I would have done it when I was young, but I wouldn't have done the summoning. Period.
Oh, I would have.
Or the Ouija boards. I wouldn't have done that. Let's see.
I would have.
I asked if the spirit was nearby. The rods moved to yes. Then things took a turn. I asked, are you standing right next to us? And again, the rods confirmed with another yes. I was getting excited. This was all happening way faster than I thought it would. But then I made the mistake of asking, oh, this is just stupid. Can you show us your presence?
Oh,
and just like that, the rod stopped. Yeah, you'd like, you had a thing going. It's you were like, communicating, and now you're going to have to summon
there,
a freaking spirit.
I would never let that happen. I would have been like, move aside, girly pops. So you do it.
Watch me. It was a warm summer night. Seth and I weren't wearing jackets or anything, and a cool breeze started to blow. Then it felt like the air got heavier. We were both on edge, hoping that something would happen to prove that we were actually connecting with something. So I asked again, can you show yourself to us? This time the rod slowly moved to no. I got a little frustrated. Up until then, the spirit had been responding to everything so quickly and eagerly. Now it was like it was hesitating. I looked at Seth. He looked back at me.
Maybe the ghost knows better than you.
What's that?
Maybe the ghost knows better than you.
The ghost is like, you don't want this. Don't ask. You don't want to know. I looked at Seth. He looked back at me. And that's when I asked, are the other spirits here good? The rods immediately moved to no, which definitely gave me pause. Next, we asked, are these bad spirits stopping you from showing yourself to us? The rods crossed again. Yes, something was indeed holding the spirit back. So we asked, can we help you? Can we help you show yourself? But despite our request, why would you keep asking? It's like,
stop. Like,
I see where this is going. It's not good. But despite our request, the rods didn't move. After what felt like an eternity of waiting, I looked around the field, half expecting something to appear, but nothing. The night was completely still. Then, out of nowhere, our breaths started to freeze in the air. It was like the temperature had dropped drastically in just a few seconds. Then I saw something, just a flicker in the corner of my eye. I quickly asked Seth if he had seen anything, and then I pointed to where I thought I'd seen something, and that's when it happened. About 20 yards away, a shadowy figure materialized. It wasn't like anything I'd ever seen before. There was no detail, no face, no features, just the outline of a human body standing there in the dark. It seemed solid, and even though it didn't have face or eyes, you could feel its presence like it was watching us. The figure just stood there for a moment, and then slowly it started walking towards us. It wasn't rushing, but it wasn't stopping. I'd say it was about 100 feet away when it started moving towards us, and it didn't seem to be in a hurry. At that point, both of us were completely paralyzed with fear, but instinct kicked in and we ran. We ran down the hill toward the car, not looking back. The shadow figure just slowly turned and followed us. We didn't stop running until we reached the car. We jumped inside, slammed the door shut, quickly started the engine, and as we went in reverse, we could still see the figure standing in the distance. It didn't follow us any farther. We both breathed a huge sigh of relief as we got out of there. Whew, I would have shit my pants.
Me too.
Once we were home, we talked about what had happened. We'd filmed the whole thing on my phone, but it was pitch black and all you could hear was us freaking out. After thinking it over, we concluded that by asking the spirit to show itself, we had somehow triggered the manifestation of something darker, something we definitely did not want to see. That was a mistake we wouldn't make again. Since that night, we've returned to the site a couple of times, but we've never seen the shadow figure again. I can't say I'd be looking for it. Let's just say I'm not in any rush for a reunion. So that's our story. Thanks for taking the time to read it. Big fans. You guys are great, Dan and Seth.
Why would you go back?
Yeah. I was going to say, I would like to hope they learned their lesson, but I don't think they really did. But they're going back and they're not doing that. My fear of going back would be like, what if it recognized me? What if by me just showing up again, it triggered it?
Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like showing up at a place you like badly embarrass yourself. We're just like, everyone's going to know you there.
Like, that's when you tripped and your skirt went up over your head and everybody saw everything.
Right, it's like oopsie daisy, but you can't show your face there again.
You know, but they went back. And I could see, you know, and there's people like they do, you know, they go out and do paranormal investigations every weekend. It's fun for them. You know, I was talking to a guy recently and he's like, there's a difference between being scared and being scared shitless. He said, I like being scared. And so it's the rush of it that I think he likes. So I get why people do it. I just don't know after that experience that I'd ever even want to drive by.
Probably not.
I think too, just as a little advice to them, maybe they should join a paranormal investigation group in their area where they can learn some things from people, because I think they would have learned they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch what you ask for. And I think it's like that in anything in life, watch out what you wish for. But, you know, I think they need to be around some people, and maybe by now, maybe they have. And, you know, they treat it a little differently. Because, you know, I've just heard so many bad stories over the years from people asking, you know, like they're playing with a Ouija board and they ask for something specific like that and they get it. I don't like it. Don't like it at all. Okay, let's go to this call.
So back when my mother was a teenager, she lived with her mom and her grandmother. Her grandmother also had a child that was her age, so she had she had three children, and then later on in life had a whole other set of children, so they happened to be the same age. So my mom and my aunt were around the same age, and they all lived in a house on 6th Street in Covington, Kentucky, which is just south of Cincinnati, Ohio, just across the river. And they lived in what was called a shotgun house. So if you aren't familiar with that means, it's essentially a narrow house. There's no hallways. There's just room after room after room. And if you stand in the front of the house and you open all the doors throughout the house, you could literally take a shotgun and shoot through the house and shoot out the back door. So I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, they rented the third floor of this house, and there were other renters below. I will explain at the end kind of the story about who was haunting the house, and it will make more sense, but I thought I would tell you it this way. When they lived on the third floor, the lady who lived downstairs from them accused my mom and her aunt of staying home from school and roller skating during the day. And after some investigation, my great-grandmother and grandmother realized that's not true, that there was nobody home during the day, and they just kind of felt this lady was crazy. And eventually that lady moved out, and they moved into that second-floor apartment. They heard it, too. And while they were living there, several very strange things happened. They would just be sitting there, and they would, hear roller skates, like right in front of them, the sound of roller skates on the floor, but there would be nobody there. And it's quite strange. My mother's boyfriend at the time, who later became her husband, did not believe that they were actually hearing these things and kind of thought they were just crazy. And one day he was sitting at the kitchen table with my mom, and there was some space in between them, and they heard very distinctly and loudly right between them roller skates go across the floor. And he looked at her, and she looked at him kind of like, see? Tell me you didn't see that. And he just, the color drained from his face, and he refused to say anything about it. And one night, my grandmother often spoke of in the middle of the night hearing the doors opening and closing. And if you started at the front of the house and you wanted to walk to the back of the house and all the doors were closed, they would, you open one door, walk through, shut that door, keep going. And they would often keep the rooms compartmentalized and closed off like that to keep, the air circulating or the air, cool air in. They all started out sleeping in different rooms and all ended up getting scared and all ended up sleeping in the same room. But one night my grandmother was awake and she heard that first door open. She heard roller skate sound go through. She heard the second door open and shut. And then the door to the room she was in opened, and no one was there, and then it shut. One night, my mom woke up and heard the same thing. She heard a door in the front of the house open and shut. She heard the next door open and shut. And then finally, she saw the door to the room she was staying in open and shut, and heard the roller skate noise, and then saw the covers lifted off of her legs and felt something pulling her leg out from underneath the covers. She was actually sleeping in bed with her aunt, and she was so scared she couldn't move or breathe or do anything. All she could do was just pinch her aunt laying next to her, trying to get her to wake up. And eventually, after a few minutes, she just started screaming and woke the whole house up. There was a lot of situations like that would happen, but the story was, who this was a man who had worked on the railroad, and had been in an accident and lost his legs. And being poor, he could not afford a wheelchair, nor could he get the wheelchair up and down the steps to this house. So he had fashioned like a wooden scooter, and he took the wheels off of some roller skates and put it on the bottom of this and kind of made it a makeshift thing to scoot around on. And so all those times they were hearing the roller skate noise, supposedly what they were hearing was this man scooting himself along the floor, and he had died. So that's pretty scary. it was definitely a story that scared me quite a bit as a child. And my aunt and my mom have actually drove by that house many times and kind of dared each other to go knock on the door and see if they could still hear it. But anyway, enjoy your guys' show. I hope my story made sense, and look forward to hearing more. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that's interesting. Because as I'm hearing that, I'm like, what the hell? The roller skating sounds. That's so strange.
I was like, why? And then I was like, oh, that's creative.
That's very creative.
I never have access to a wheelchair and I need one. I'm doing that. It's a good idea.
It's one of those stories like, is that really what happened, you know, or is that somebody's explanation for it? But if it's true or not true, it's a great, this is what happened story. I'm assuming someone had heard that story and it got passed down to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. I remember being a kid and multiple nights, lots of different nights, I'd hear something walking along the hallway and upstairs and then go down the stairs. Sometimes it would stop there, but there was many nights where it walked out the front door and I could hear the door opening and shut. And so whenever I hear stories like that, it kind of brings that all back with all the doors opening and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, who just walked out of the house? We're all in bed. You know, somebody just walked outside. But man, that's some scary stuff. And now you and I are recording this. It's 8:15 at night. So now I'm going to have to stay up a little later because I don't want to go to bed tonight and think about something grabbing my legs and pulling covers off me.
Yeah, right.
I'll be like, Benji, wake up. My dog will be like, what, do we have company? That would be so awesome if we have company. I swear I could have somebody break into my house and my dog would be like, oh my God, best day ever. Unexpected company. This is great. So I don't know. I just found that story to be so creepy because it was just so strange. I'm like, I've never heard of that roller skating sound in any of the 1 million ghost stories I've read.
Yeah.
And then to have that explanation for it, I don't know. That was pretty creepy. Well, if you have a real ghost story and you would love to share it, we would love to hear it. So call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You could sign up on patreon.com. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.